Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls Watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. Today, the final apostasy has become a reality. Spiritual darkness has set in. It is far worse than we ever imagined. Since 2012, watchmen are under attack. The administration tells us that we have to change and give up our faith. Even though John chapter 16, verse 33 says that Jesus has overcome the world, at the end in Revelation chapter 13, verse 7, it reveals Satan. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. That is what we are experiencing. We are not allowed to practice the true gospel today unless we integrate the new laws, which are Antichrist. To continue where I left off last week, apostasy semeris means that believers are deceived by incorrect teachings, in example, prosperity gospel, seed faith, the power of positive thinking, cults such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, Ecumenism, Catholicism, and on. God will allow the Bible to be manipulated until it is not usable. Why is there an apostasy? To help understand why that is important, we read in Daniel chapter 2, verse 31 through 35, Thou, O King, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was a man. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, and his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them in pieces. And then the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold, the broken two pieces together, and became like a chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the rock became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. The Apostle Paul was worried about his church falling away because he traveled and only stopped in here and there. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, the Apostle Paul spoke to the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believe. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, in every place your faith in God spread abroad, how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust of the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but as pleasing God, who tries our hearts. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 through 7. For neither at any time did we use flattering words nor covetousness. We didn't seek glory of you nor of others as apostles of Christ. We were gentle among you as a nurse cherishes her children. We charged every one of you as a father does his children. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, 13, and 16. That ye would walk worthy of God, who has called you into his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectually worketh also in you that believe. We suffered of the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and persecuted us, Apostle Paul, Timothy, and etc., forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, verse 12 through 13, For now we live, and ye stand fast in the Lord, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God our Father as the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Time's up. To be continued next week, the same time and station. Tell your friends about us. You're invited to our free, monthly, very comprehensive newsletter, which includes Israel, at www.go-cephas.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, www.go-cephas.com, and be good time to visit final-call.us, final-call.us. God bless you and your family and friends. Until next time, thanks for listening. Shalom, Rita Williams.